Hello and welcome to today's broadcast of the preliminary round game of the BGN Invitational Tournament 4 between Precision Time and Lousy.Cheesy. This game will be a Zerg versus Terran affair, with Precision Time playing as the White Terran located at the top left position on the map of Longinus, or whatever you want to call it, taking on Lousy.Cheesy Zerg in the blue located at the bottom left position. Should be a very interesting game to see how Lousy.Cheesy's defensive style works against an expansion Terran style, basically, that Precision Time executed very well against myself, I might add. Both players at this point are doing the normal build-up of SCVs and drones, with Lousy.Cheesy having his overlord sent out on a scouting mission to the top left location, so in a little while he will know where Precision Time is in this first game of this best-of-three affair. Longinus is a very interesting map. And we have our first building actually underway. I'll get back to my thoughts about Longinus in a second. As Precision Time has his first supply depot being built right to the immediate bottom right of his last mineral patch at the top left corner. It's an interesting map with a couple of key expansions to keep note of in this first game. And these are the two expansions that have two gas areas. If Lousy.Cheesy can gain control of these two gas locations, it'll be very difficult for Precision Time to get the money necessary to counteract Lousy.Cheesy's massing and hoarding, as he self-describes it. Lousy.Cheesy is also traditionally known for being a fast expansion Zerg, and what a surprise, it looks like he's going to do that as we speak, as he's got his drone going to his natural expansion located to the top left of his main base in the bottom left corner of the map. And right on cue, the drone is just beginning to construct his first hatchery. Precision Time also has his first barracks about halfway completed at this point. Precision Time is also scouting to the wrong location, however, the third and final location, start location on this map, on the right side of the map. Lousy.Cheesy's overlord's about, two-thirds of the way up to Precision Time's main base, so soon enough Lousy.Cheesy will know the location, and will also know that Precision Time now has a second barracks underway. So an early two barracks opening, most likely for Marines to be used as a defense against an early Zergling rush, which he's not going to have to worry about, as Lousy.Cheesy is not a very aggressive player early on. Lousy.Cheesy is playing his safe traditional build. He has his spawning pool about halfway completed at this point, and has an extractor underway as well. A nice advantage for Precision Time at this point, too, is he'll be able to have his Marines there to at least attack the Overlord, but Lousy.Cheesy wisely moves his Overlord back in retreat, as Lousy.Cheesy knows exactly what he wants to know from Precision Time, and that's his location on this map. Interestingly enough as well, Precision Time is building an academy at this point, so you're most likely going to see M&Ms from Mr. Precision Time, and no, I'm not talking about the peanut kind. Ha ha ha. Precision Time has also now seen the fact that Lousy.Cheesy is fast expanded in the bottom left corner, and his SCV is there, briefly attacking the extractor just for the sake of attacking the extractor. And is now probably going to also poke at the spawning pool for a second, but instead we're in a state of lag. And now with the lag back under control, let's take a look at what's going on and keep you updated about what is happening. Lousy.Cheesy has his second expansion, well, his first expansion now, completely underway, and also has a sunken colony in defense. He is also upgrading to a lair, probably will get Mutalisks at some point. Precision Time has massed a group of 7 Marines which are guarding his choke point into his main base. He's also getting Comsat to give him a little bit of detection against the potential of Lurkers. And there's the first medic, so M&M is coming. And he's probably also has Stimpak already researched. And it looks like Precision Time is going to go on the attack with his group of 7 Marines and 1 medic. He kills off the one Zergling that was there to give Lousy.Cheesy an idea of what Precision Time was doing, at least his aggressive movements. And here come those Marines going towards the bottom of the map. He's going to kill off the second Zergling there that's just sitting there, to give Lousy.Cheesy an idea of location. And he and those Marines kill those Zergling and keep on the aggressive maneuver. Lousy.Cheesy is fortifying his position back at his natural, however. He's got 4 colonies there. One of them is complete. A second one should be complete any moment, and the other two are in the state of upgrade. This is going to be enough to prevent Precision Time from doing any damage and will give Lousy.Cheesy the chance to go back into his hoarding mode. He has a Hydralisk Den as well completed at this point. So, most likely, it might not be Mutalisks, but it will be Lurkers at this point. Not a surprise against a Terran player. Especially against a Terran player that's using M&M. But don't be surprised, though, at some point if you see Lousy Dad Cheesy. Go to Mutalisks, however, to attack Precision Time's currently undefended mineral line, which could really turn the tide of this game. Precision Time also has his first factory underway, as we'll see a little bit of metal from him for the first time in this series. Precision Time's going to maintain his aggressive position, adding two more medics, guarding the one main exit out of Lousy Dot Cheesy's base. And here, not surprisingly, comes a third hatchery from Mr. Lousy Dot Cheesy. Lousy Dot Cheesy also has his first hydrolysk complete, and has his extractor already completed as well, in which he'll soon have gas coming from both his main base and his natural. Precision Time continues to reinforce his main army there at the foot of Lousy Dot Cheesy's main base, as here comes four more Marines, make that five Marines. And at this point as well, Precision Time has also decided to take the expansion route and is expanding to his natural, immediately to the right of his main base in the top left corner. Precision Time, most likely you're going to see siege tanks coming out of him to start to pepper away at those siege tanks, at those sunken colonies that are guarding his main base. Yes, the siege tanks are going to pepper the sunken colonies. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about a little bit, I think. There are three lurkers now from Lousy Dot Cheesy. They're going on to the attack here. Precision Time uses Comsec, kills one lurker, kills two lurkers, and does not kill the third lurker. Okay, there we go. He kills a third lurker, but not without some heavy casualties, as his main attack force is now down to six Marines and three medics. Here come two Zerglings and two more lurkers, plus a drone, which... The drone, however, goes back in retreat, and now Precision Time is forced to retreat a little bit as those two lurkers are continuing to pressure Precision Time. Another Comsat scan, however, kills one of those lurkers, and it looks like it's going to kill the second lurker as well, leaving Precision Time with only two Marines and three medics of his initial force. Here comes some more reinforcements from Precision Time. Three more Marines and another medic, plus his first tank and three more Marines. His expansion is also beginning to be completed. So at this point, Lousy Dot Cheesy has not gotten out to expand to where he usually likes to. He wants to expand, most likely, to that gas position along the outside, but he's not been able to, as these Marines have done an excellent job preventing him from escaping a drone out. So Precision Time has a little bit of containment at this point. Lousy Dot Cheesy, however, is going to send in another group, of this time some Zerglings, plus two Lurkers, looking like he's going to try to not attack, but is going to annihilate a large portion of Precision Time's force there. As he only has two... Well, he had two Marines and three medics. But now that group ends up being one Marine and two medics, plus his one tank. And those Zerglings... Well, make that one Zergling is going to try to figure out what Precision Time is doing. But Lousy Dot Cheesy, again, is not going to be able to directly escape... So Lousy Dot Cheesy is most likely going to take the safe route, which he does. He takes the mineral expansion right above his main base in the bottom left corner. And also it looks like he's trying to get to, as predicted previously by myself, the expansion there with the two gas in the bottom right. He's decided to defend that with three lurkers right at the top of the ramp. This could be a dangerous spot for Precision Time, as once Lousy Dot Cheesy gets this double gas base up, he's going to be able to mass, and even more mass. But this isn't discouraging Precision Time from attacking at this point, though, as Lousy's just going to try to delay the inevitable here. And that's Precision Time has got his one tank in position, killing off a few Zerglings, and has several Marines and a couple medics in defense. It's a pretty decent offensive position for Precision Time, as he's going to begin to pepper away at those sunken colonies. But here comes Lousy Dot Cheesy with those three lurkers, though. Is he going to go after that attack force? Is he going to go for the main base of Precision Time? It looks like he's going for the main base, or at least to stop the reinforcements there, as he put his three lurkers in burrow mode right at the top of the ramp there, the one main ramp that leads into Mr. Lousy Dot Cheesy's main base in the bottom left corner. Those three lurkers did an excellent job, really preventing Mr. Precision Time from adding any more reinforcements to his group. But Lousy Dot Cheesy is not going to panic at this point, though, as he's got many Zerglings produced and a couple of lurkers, which should be able to repel this attack. The Zerglings come fast and furious. The lurkers from the top come from the other side as well. flanking Mr. Precision Time's position, and this attack force is no longer in existence. Four lurkers are in a good defensive position, as well as five, I think that's six Zerglings as well. And that double gas expansion is also now underway. Meanwhile, to give you an update on the macro count here, Precision Time has four barracks that are all producing at this point, plus only one factory. But is also his natural expansion is underway, but not the gas part of his natural expansion. So Lousy.Cheesy at this point looks like he could take the aggressive route, and he looks like that's exactly what he's going to do. Four lurkers are coming up towards the top to probably try to attempt to do some damage into Precision Time's main base, or to even maybe he could even use these four lurkers to establish a defensive position, which it looks like he sort of did. He puts Longinus, basically, if you don't know the map very well, has a very large main high ground area right in the middle. A triangular area, so it's got two ramps coming from both sides, which allow for a lot of interesting flanking opportunities for the two players. I'm going to label the top one, the top right ramp as well, the top right ramp, and then there's one in the bottom left, and there's also one to the bottom right. Lousy.Cheesy at this point has four lurkers guarding the top left ramp. It's interesting to note, however, that Precision Time was using the bottom left ramp to get into Lousy.Cheesy's main base. So this, if I'd venture a guess, this is going to give Lousy.Cheesy a good opportunity to expand to that second hot double gas area at the top of the map. The tide has turned a little bit as now Lousy.Cheesy is able to do what he wants, expand to a couple of extra areas, and also gain a bit of an aggressive position against Precision Time. Precision Time at this point looks like he's going to go for... He's got a starport underway and also a science facility underway. Expect a couple of science vessels to be used against those lurkers. Meanwhile, back at Lousy.Cheesy's main base, he has upgraded to a hive and also now has defilers underway. Plus, there's also a spire under construction, so as I predicted earlier in this game, you're going to probably see a few Mutalisks as well, whose sole intention is going to be to harass Precision Time, kill some SCVs in the process, and probably give Lousy.Cheesy a position that's going to give him a victory in this game. Admittedly, it was a good idea, though, from Precision Time, as he had an excellent containment going for a while. It's just he could not fortify it well enough, as Lousy.Cheesy was just simply able to, with his four sunken colonies and just a bunch of lurkers and a bunch of other stuff, defend it. But Precision Time's not going to sit back. He's going to go on the attack here. He's got a group of, well, a lot of Marines, plus five tanks, plus about six medics. Lousy.Cheesy sees it coming, and he's going to bring a bunch of Zerglings back in support, and two defilers are underway. There's one consume. There's two consume. Expect to see Dark Swarm at any point, or even Plague. It's always exciting when the defilers get into the act, isn't it? Precision Time, however, has got his forces just sitting there immediately to the lower left corner of his second mineral-only expansion, located to the bottom right of his main base in the top left corner. Precision Time is up to five barracks and also has two factories. At this point, Lousy.Cheesy is producing out of five hatcheries. And there was the Lousy.Cheesy is on the attack, going after that attack force with Dark Swarm. But Mr. Precision Time is going to prevent it from doing a ton of damage. Don't get me wrong, it was losses for both sides. But Lousy.Cheesy lost his entire group of Zerglings, but still does have one defiler and it looks like one lurker sitting underneath the Dark Swarm there. And the first science vessel is underway from Precision Time. In the meanwhile, though, Lousy.Cheesy was on the attack as well, as he's got a group of several, oh, it looks like three lurkers underneath a Dark Swarm, basically knocking out that natural expansion, or at least delaying the natural expansion from doing the damage, from doing the mineral production that Mr. Precision Time wants out of it. Precision Time's in no immediate danger for losing at this point, but those lurkers did an excellent job, however, in the process of putting Precision Time back in an economic disadvantage, and of course, Lousy.Cheesy is expanding yet again, this time to the natural of the main base on the right side of the map. It looks like he's also going to take an expansion in there at the top right as well. It's kind of surprised, however, that Lousy.Cheesy didn't take the second double gas expansion. Maybe he thinks that Precision Time already owns it, or perhaps he just hasn't thought about it at this point yet. A key thing to note, though, Precision Time does not have many SCVs back at his main base. I've learned one key element to this game is having lots of SCVs and lots of probes to give yourself a good economic position. He has probably, in total at this point, 12 to 14 SCVs. He's got a lot more units, but the thing is, he's not going to have the same economic position as Lousy.Cheesy, so Lousy is going to be able to sacrifice units, build lots of Ultralisks, and not really feel the damage, versus the fact that Precision Time's group of forces here, once he loses them, it's going to be really hard for him to duplicate it again. He needs a few more SCVs and another expansion, because ultimately Lousy.Cheesy is just going to just continue to mass and swarm, despite the fact that Precision Time has a decent stranglehold on the bottom left ramp. He's got three tanks pummeling away at some lurkers that are underneath the dark swarm, which, by the way, does nothing to the lurkers. I know, ingenious commentary from me. Underneath, it looks like Lousy's got about three lurkers, but he's got four more guarding the immediate bottom left ramp into his main base. Precision Time looks like he is continuing to attack that force. It's going to kill one lurker, but another dark swarm is going to allow Lousy.Cheesy to do some damage if he wants to. And he is. Decides to eat into a few of those marines and medics. And in the process as well, Precision Time had two science vessels destroyed by four excellent placed well, you know what they are. So Lousy.Cheesy looks like he is in control. How can I forget the name of that? And by the way, that was a group of Scourge. Meanwhile, back at Precision Time's main base, he has now only one SCV mining from his main, and less SCVs mining from his natural. Makes you wonder how he's getting enough money to produce... Oh, of course, he's only producing Marines. Yes, that's probably what's doing it. Lousy.Cheesy at this point, though, has four bases now completely established. And I think... yes. What a surprise. Here comes the Ultralisks. Six of them in total. Bunch of Scourge. Bunch of everything. Just a matter of time when Mr. Lousy.Cheesy goes in for the kill. In the meanwhile, though... Precision Time sends in his group of Marines to kill a bunch of just sitting overlords at the expansion in the left corner of the map. Gonna kill all of them, but as Lousy.Cheesy aptly put, what good does it do to kill a bunch of balloon things that don't do any damage to you? Dot, dot, indeed. But Lousy.Cheesy continues to establish his position, and it looks like at any moment here is going to swarm. Oh, he has a drone in this mess. A drone with gas, indeed. Precision Time sees what's going on, irradiates one of the Ultralisks, and he sends that science vessel back in retreat, hoping his Marines kill the Scourge, but not before killing it. Lousy.Cheesy then does a beautiful attack around the other ramp, sends in his massive forces into Precision Time's main base, and most likely you will see that is the GG. As those Ultralisks now enter into the main part of Precision Time's base. Yep, this ball game is over. With Lousy.Cheesy taking the win and taking a 1-0 series lead versus Precision Time in this preliminary best of three match of the BGN Invitational Tournament 4. It was really, overall, a prototypical win for Lousy.Cheesy, despite the fact that Precision Time was able to contain Lousy.Cheesy for a while at the beginning of the game. Lousy.Cheesy used Guile and his, well, amazing ability to defend, I suppose, to give himself enough time to expand a couple more times to give him the resource advantage and ultimately the victory. Your scores, Lousy.Cheesy, 88,904 versus Precision Time score of 58,044. The key to note, though, the resources. Lousy.Cheesy mined 32,314. Almost 12,000 more than Precision Time. Overall, though, it was a pretty good game between the two players, but it was one that really defined Lousy.Cheesy in my mind as a player. He just sits back, waits for the opponent to waste units on his force, get enough time to expand a couple of times, and then just swarm to destroy his opponent. In just a couple of moments here, we should be ready to see game number two of this series on the map choice of Precision Time in this preliminary round match between Precision Time and Lousy.Cheesy. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.